with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has announced a series of what he's calling reciprocal tariffs Wednesday. The tariffs are part of the Republican president's pledge to free the U.S. from what he says are years of unfair trade practices. Israel is expanding military operations in Gaza against Hamas, according to the country's defense minister.
Israel Katz says in a written statement his country's offensive in the Palestinian territory is expanding to crush and clean the area of militants and seize large areas that will be added to the security zones of the State of Israel. Katz didn't specify which areas of Gaza would be seized in the operation, which he said includes the extensive evacuation of the population from fighting areas. His statement comes after Israel ordered the full evacuation of the southern city of Rafah and nearby areas. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Republican Congressman Andy Biggs submitted a resolution Monday to remove Judge James Boasberg from office after he blocked President Trump's immigration enforcement efforts. Bernie Bennett has more.
The chief judge of the United States District Court for the District of Columbia issued an order last month trying to block President Trump from sending five illegal aliens, who are alleged members of Trandaragua, to the CECOT prison in El Salvador. Other members of Congress have since called for Boasberg's impeachment, with Representative Brandon Gill, a Republican from Texas, submitting legislation to that effect. But Biggs submitted a separate resolution and asserted that Congress already has the authority to remove Boasberg without impeaching him. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Weather forecasters are using a relatively rare high-risk designation to warn that a major tornado outbreak appears likely today. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 235 points. The Nasdaq rose 151. This is SRN News. Christian parents are worried about their kids.
Lifeway Research has been asking moms and dads what their greatest spiritual concerns are for their children in 6th through 12th grades. And the number one response is worldliness. Nearly all Christian parents say they fear that their kids might become distracted by the things of the world. The second biggest worry is that peer pressure will lead young people to violate the tenets of their faith. There are also concerns about kids drifting from Christianity when they go off to college. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Utah will ban the flying of gay pride flags at public schools and all government buildings. Any state or local government buildings will be fined $500 a day for flying any flag other than the U.S. flag, the Utah state flag, military flags, or a short list of others. Political flags supporting a certain candidate or party, such as President Trump's signature Make America Great Again flags, are also banned. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks went higher ahead of President Trump's announcement of tariffs he has promised as part of his Liberation Day. The S&P 500 rose 0.7% after eliminating an early loss of 1.1%. It's had a pattern this week of opening with sharp drops only to finish higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 0.6% and the Nasdaq Composite gained 0.9%. Tesla swung from a sharp loss in the morning to a gain that helped put the market higher. Treasury yields also veered from lower to higher following a better-than-expected report on the job market. The Dow was up 235 points to finish at 42,225. The Nasdaq gained 151 to 17,601. The S&P 500 added 38 points to 5670. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.